You're listening to Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. The new chair of the Arkansas Democratic Party says Republican-proposed redistricting maps are illegal. In an appearance on Arkansas Public Media's Talk Business and Politics, new Democratic Party of Arkansas Chair Grant Tenniel suggested the GOP's redistricting map efforts are a deliberate, unilateral sign that the Arkansas Republican Party's focus is to dominate politics in the state.
There is zero interest, as we've seen this time, in working toward the middle, in trying to find consensus, and in passing legislation that helps all Arkansans. I think these maps are a great example of it. They're illegal. They're illegal on their face. I believe that the courts will have something to say about them. I think that they put politics and party over the people, and I think ultimately they'll pay a price for it.
Chairman Tenniel said that a court strategy is under development and the Democratic Party will play a role in challenging the congressional redistricting maps that the GOP-heavy state legislature has forwarded to Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson for signature. The most controversial aspect of the new congressional districts splits up the Democratic stronghold of Pulaski County into three separate districts. And yesterday, the Texas House of Representatives debated a bill that aims to redraw the chamber's 150-member districts. Lone Star Democrats have been blasting the Republican-drawn map because it expands GOP control and decreases the number of Black and Hispanic majority districts. That's even though the 2020 census found people of color drove 95% of Texas's growth over the last 10 years. Democratic State Representative Jasmine Crockett of Dallas criticized the proposed map.
We need real representation so that the bills that come out of this house reflect the will of the people in this state. And the only way that we can do this, if we're honest about the 95% of the growth that has occurred in the state of Texas over the last decade.
Lawmakers are also redrawing the Texas Senate, State Board of Education, and congressional maps. In the days following the ambush shooting death of a Louisiana state trooper, officials have reviewed what protocols are currently in place that may have not protected the officer. In a live Facebook video press conference earlier this week, Louisiana state police officials explained that during a high-speed chase of a suspect, troopers are asked not to communicate on their radios unless there's an emergency, a protocol Colonel Lamar Davis, superintendent with the Louisiana State Police, suggested that may have increased the threat to the deceased trooper's safety early Saturday morning.
Due to this, units were not calling themselves off duty or any other manner. This event has shown that redundant methods are necessary to ensure the safety of all of our personnel not actively engaged in these type of events.
Master Trooper Adam Gobert, a 19-year veteran, was allegedly shot and killed by suspect Matthew Meyer as he was writing reports in his vehicle. Meyer was spotted in the area at about 2:30 a.m. on surveillance cameras. Gobert's body wasn't discovered until 12 hours after being shot, apparently because his location was unknown by other officers. This is Red River Radio.